It's time for another Dad Joke Friday on The Tracy Show, brought to you by Prairie View Senior Living. Now, here are the stars of the show, Heath Radke and Greg Carlson.
Yeah, you bet. It is time for Dad Joke Friday on The Tracy Show at KMHL. Greg Carlson joining us from Tracy this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Heath. Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Dad Joke Friday. Ready to go, courtesy of Prairie View Senior Living. Kick it off for us this morning, would you?
Sure. Heath, did you hear that the Hulk has started recycling?
I had not heard that.
Yeah, he's really going green.
Oh, boy. Cereal day yesterday, so I have found a few cereal jokes that I'd like to share with you. My buddy just got a job at Kellogg's in their cereal department.
Okay.
He's been tasked with Raisin Bran awareness.
good one. Heath, why was Billy Joel's laundry still wet?
I'm not sure why.
He didn't start the dryer.
Oh, no. well, I've got a good music one that I'm going to skip over to this one for you. Did you know that Elton John wrote a hit song about the moment in his life when he threw out his Levi's and started wearing rhinestone studded denim?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a goodbye normal jeans. It was a long way to get there, but it was worth it.
I like it. I like it. So I watched last night, I watched a documentary about how pickles were made.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was jarring.
I don't know if you knew this or not, but I used to play the triangle in a reggae band.
No, you never told me that.
Yeah, I had to quit, though. It was just one ting after another.
Oh, well, Heath, I don't mean to brag, but they banned me from the hardware store.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I kept setting off all the stud finders.
Oh, boy. Hey, hang on. Oh, that was pretty good. Hey, do you know how you find out if the letter C is expecting?
No, I don't know.
You use a pregnancy test.
I like that one. Well, you know what they say, Heath? Always give 100% at work.
Yeah?
12% on Monday, 23% on Tuesday, 40% on Wednesday, 20% on Thursday, and 5% on Friday.
I should have started that a little earlier.
note the 5% on Friday.
Yeah, right, exactly. Hey, what's Pneumonia's favorite band?
Ammonia's favorite band?
Pneumonia, yeah.
Oh, Pneumonia. Yeah. I don't know what.
Weezer.
Okay, yep. Oh, I don't know if you saw this one, Heath, but a truck loaded with Vicks vapor rub overturned on the highway.
Oh, no.
Yeah, amazingly, there was no congestion for 8 hours.
Hey, what do you holler at Edgar Allan Poe when you see that he's about to walk into a tree?
Uh-oh. I don't know.
Poe, a tree!
I'm glad that you and him are on this last name basis.
Right, exactly. Just call him Poe.
Well, the other day I went into Burger King, and the woman that was taking my order, she had a badge on her shirt, and it said Pat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, to cut a long story short, now I'm banned from Burger King.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. Hey, back to my cereal jokes here. What do you call a cereal that's identical to another cereal?
A cereal that's identical to another one.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Synonym Toast Crunch.
Synonym Toast Crunch. Well, you know what they say, right, Heath? Give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day.
Yeah.
Right? Well, teach a man to fish, he'll waste hundreds of dollars on equipment to only use a few times a year.
Yeah, exactly. That's very true, actually. And having boys that throw things around, what cereal gets thrown across the room most often?
Cereal that gets thrown across the room. I don't know what.
Frosted Mini Yeats.
For the kids out there. Yeah.
I knew you'd appreciate that one.
Well, Heath, I've been having trouble sleeping.
Oh, really?
Yeah, someone suggested counting sheep, but after 3 hours and standing in a field, I was still wide awake.
Oh, man. Oh. Hey, what do you call a hippie's wife?
A hippie's wife? I don't know what.
Mrs. Hippie?
Mrs. Hippie, yeah. Heath, what do you call a pig with three eyes?
A pig with three eyes? I'm not sure.
Pig. That was just so dumb it worked.
I like that one. I don't know. This is kind of mean of me, but I switched all the labels in our spice bottles at home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Heather hasn't noticed yet, but the time is cumin.
Oh, can't wait to see her reaction. Yeah. last joke that I have today, Heath. What are twins' favorite fruit?
Twins' favorite fruit. I'm not sure. What?
Pears.
Oh, of course. That makes sense. Okay, well, I'm gonna end on a long one then. I planned a road trip for the whole family across Minnesota to visit Fort Ridgely and Fort Ripley and Fort Snelling and Fort Charlotte up by Grand Portage. So we visited Fort Ridgely, we went to Fort Ripley and Fort Snelling, and then as we were headed towards Fort Charlotte, the kid said, "Dad, can we just please go home?" I told him, "No, we can't quit now. We're 3/4 of the way there."
That would be a dad. That's a good dad joke right there.
Exactly.
Well, there you have it. Dad Joke Friday or in the books here. Many thanks to Prairie View Senior Living for sponsoring us here today. And I do have to, I think we should pat ourselves on the back. I think that was a good one.
I think that was pretty good. That may be one of our more lengthy sessions, too, which is all right. So some good ones.